This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Couple of minutes past 5 o'clock here on The Fan. You know what time that means.
Cinco de Tommy.
With Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
All right, guys. Cinco de 5-0 is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. All right, we touched on it throughout the show. You can go back on the Odyssey Rewind app if you want to listen to it. But last night was episode 2 of Hard Knocks. So I'm going to give you the top 5 things I've learned from episode 2 of Hard Knocks. All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
Believe it or not, there is an Evan Roberts in every single friend group. Now, at the latter part of the episode, if you missed it, some of the scouts went to St. Elmo's. It's a steakhouse.
I've been there. Been to St. Elmo's twice.
In
Indianapolis. Legendary place. I'll tell you a quick story after you're done.
And I forget the fella's name, but he was the only one at the table. Now, if he has an allergy, I apologize to shellfish, but he didn't say that. He didn't order shrimp cocktail. He was the only person at the table to not order shrimp cocktail.
How is that like me? I love shrimp. I went after Loogie on Twitter about this, and I'm very disappointed. Loogie, for somebody who I've worked with for a considerable amount of time, even before the show with Craig, he was a Saturday producer, thinks he knows me so well, and then says stuff that's so the opposite of me. Shrimp is one of my favorites. Huh. It's on the Cinco de Evo of food items. And for you to say that that guy who said no to shrimp cocktail is like me, that's like the opposite of me.
Hmm. All right, Ansem, I'll follow up with this. When you eat your shrimp, what do you dip it in?
What do I dip it in?
Not a hard question. What do you dip it in?
So nowadays, I put it in that stupid sauce. I used to hate it. Now I love it.
So back in the day, just to be clear.
I went playing with the shrimp.
See, that's the problem.
It was a long time ago.
Why is that bad?
You're not plain shrimp. You got the horseradish, the cocktail sauce. You can't just be eating it plain.
I had become a big cocktail sauce kind of guy, but there was a time, so I'm always honest, where I was not like that. But I'm going to give you an example. Coming up this weekend, my father-in-law says to me, Evan, I want to make you any meal you want. And I said, okay. And I'm debating between two things. Chorizo quesadillas and shrimp quesadillas. So I am a shrimp guy. I'm a big shrimp guy.
You got to go pork.
What?
Go the pork.
Oh, you want to go chorizo?
Yes.
Okay, fine. That's fine. Yeah. You can win either way. But to accuse me of not liking shrimp is very... I'm deeply offended by it.
More flavor.
No, but you always got to go cocktail sauce. I want my eyes to be tearing with the horseradish.
That's fine. You apologize to me for suggesting on the radio and Twitter that I'm the guy who says no to shrimp cocktail at St. Elmo's?
Loogie!
BS!
You will hear no
such... Dinky! He owes me an apology.
He does. Or he owes you a dinner at St. Elmo's.
Oh, one other thing about St. Elmo's. Quick story, and you'll continue your Cinco, I promise. It's the first time I was ever at St. Elmo's. Young guy. Mm-hmm. Young guy. I don't know what's going on. Mike Francesa takes us out to dinner.
Oh, here we go.
So I do not know what to order. And everything Loogie just joked about, spot on. I am clueless. I don't know what to do.
You don't know what to order at a steakhouse.
Utter nonsense.
I'm intimidated by my presence. I'm intimidated by Mike. Yes. I'm intimidated by St. Elmo's. And
there's
famous
a lot of steaks to order from, too.
Exactly.
And so if you don't know exactly what you want, it's like, dude, I want the ribeye, I don't want the filet.
Didn't know what to do.
Porterhouse.
Now, shame on all of you.
Getting this thing rare.
Now, luckily, you know what Mike did?
What did he do?
He wouldn't let us order.
Oh.
He said, here's what we're going to do. He ordered everything on the menu, put it in the middle, and let us eat.
Right.
But with me, because I'm a weird kid, I'm not kidding. This is one of the greatest moments of my life. Mike would take the food off the plate and put it on my plate and say, I now have this. Okay, what do you think? You like that? Okay.
Incredibly creamy.
I'm gonna give you this. And he kept putting food on my plate like he was mommy.
Nice.
The only thing he didn't do was cut it up, right, which I would have appreciated.
I'm assuming he picked up the check, too.
Oh, did he ever. So St. Elmo's was amazing. The next time I went a second time with just Beningo and I. We owned the play. We knew what we were doing. But that first time, Daddy Mike took care of us.
Sorry, I'm distracted. I'm envisioning Mike, you know, stuffing heavy, thick-cut bacon into Evan's mouth. All right,
number four.
Number four. The Bills are idiots. All right, so this is not necessarily Giant-related, but part of the episode last night, we got to see the Combine, and we got to see Xavier Worthy, who's a burner. I mean, he was great at Texas. I mean, the guy could fly. He set the record in the 40. I think it was a 4.22 or whatever it was. In case you forgot, the Bills, who cannot beat the Chiefs, traded out of their draft pick, gave it to the Chiefs for the Chiefs to take Xavier Worthy. That's smart. The team you can't beat, let's hand him a guy in Patrick Mahomes, a guy that could absolutely fly down the hill, down the field. They don't have Hill anymore, and now they have this guy Worthy who will probably torch the Jets, torch the Bills for years to come.
Well, he won't torch the Jets because Sauce Gardner exists. And second of all...
is that a challenge?
Who did the Bills get in their trade down? I'm forgetting now.
I actually don't remember. I just remember the Worthy part of it because I remember screaming like, dude, you're going to get him a
Xavier Leggett?
Perhaps.
Oh, yes.
And think about it. The Bills are the same franchise that gave the Chiefs Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Well, technically.
That
because
pick?
Of the trade.
Yeah,
the pick.
Yeah.
And the Bills don't have any wide receivers. Here we go.
Number three.
All right, I'm going to step a little away from Tiki when I say this one. My confidence in Brian Daboll has been restored.
Oh, good.
Because when he had those quarterbacks in that room doing the Y2 banana or whatever the hell he was doing and basically grilling them, I was like, this guy is a freaking badass. The people's champ is back. That was awesome.
Hey, well, you should move closer to me for that.
Well, but I think you were going to say, why was your confidence ever not there with him?
And that's just because you're uninformed. It's all good.
Evan called me an idiot. Well, am I a net negative, perhaps?
Number two.
Yes. All right, so we talked about this a little bit earlier. Joe Shane talking to Saquon was like watching a bad breakup. This is not some girl you're dating on Hinge. I mean, so what did you do over the weekend? Do you pinky swear to circle back? I mean, what are we doing? I mean, that was uncomfortable.
It was kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You said something earlier in the show, and you could rewind to about 3 o'clock when we talked about this on the Odyssey app. You said you had one negotiation with the Giants, and you never talked to Ernie Accorsi.
Mm-hmm.
And you even wondered aloud, I wonder how normal it is for players to talk to the general manager. A part of me is now thinking, this is a show. They know what's going to go on TV. And mm-hmm. Joe Shane knew at that point, hey, we're going to be doing this. Maybe I need to make the phone call for the perception.
Oh, maybe.
And that he wouldn't have made that phone call if it wasn't going to be on television.
Yeah, because he basically said the same thing with less, I don't know, like lovingness to his agent.
Right.
He said the same thing.
We don't want to insult you. We love you, blah, blah, blah. Go test the market, and then do you give me your word you'll come back and at least give me a chance to match?
In some ways, though, he did give Saquon the courtesy of calling him.
I agree.
Which is nice.
But Lukey's right.
But he also gave him a chance to say how much he appreciated Saquon.
Yeah.
Like, personally. So you hear it from me. Now, maybe that pissed Saquon off, but whatever.
Lukey's right, though. It was awkward. It was one of those awkward conversations.
How's the offseason been? You doing anything?
I mean, come on. That was so weird.
Listen to that clip one more time, because you may not have heard it. That's Joe Shane saying to Saquon Barkley, hey, what'd you do this offseason?
How's the offseason been? You doing anything?
That last part, you do anything?
You doing anything?
Like, that is such an awkward, like, dating line.
Well, it's not like they're buddies, and they hang out and go to dinners.
No,
and
I know.
You know what I mean? It's not like he's the coach. It's not like he's Dave.
I get you.
He doesn't know him intimately.
All right, let's say you're number one.
You doing anything?
Number one.
All right, as a Giant fan here watching Hard Knocks, I am thoroughly confused because in episode one, the Giants were propping up Daniel Jones. And then in this episode, I got to the conclusion that they don't believe in this guy. They literally showed Shane talking to the GM of the Pats about trading to get to 3. What was his name? Brandon Brown, the assistant GM, was basically saying, whoever the number one quarterback is, I'm sitting there going, all right, is Daniel Jones the guy here? Do they really believe in him? And the conclusion I got from episode two is they don't believe in this guy.
I think it's less of that. I think it's more they got to trust that he's going to, one, be healthy, and two, that he can stay healthy. Because if he starts the season and he's not ready, we have no indication that he's not going to be ready, but let's just say, for whatever reason, training camp comes around, which is 2 weeks from now, and he's not cleared to practice. Like how are we going to feel then? Then it gets a little bit dicey.
I think that the Giants are in this weird spot with Daniel Jones, and it's tough to admit this on camera. And look, one thing we learned, if you saw this episode, I'll describe it if you didn't, is that Joe Shane had a meeting with the PR guy to go over how Deion. He's going to answer.
Deion, which is great, by the way.
I'm not
it's
ripping.
One of, it's one of the best parts of last night's show.
I thought that was fascinating. Like because Joe Shane is discussing with, what's his name?
Deion.
Right. How he's going to answer every question that the national media asks him. And he crafted it and basically admitted, look, we're not franchising Saquon, but I don't want to say that publicly. Right. Meanwhile, we're sitting here that day analyzing, oh, they could franchise Saquon. We didn't realize the background, which is Joe Shane was just crafting how he wanted to say things.
Can I hold a time out for a second?
Yes.
How many times did I tell you that? A million.
That they won't franchise him?
They are not franchising him.
Yes, you were
again.
Correct.
Absolutely
You know
correct.
Why you were right?
Why?
Because I am so naive that I believe Joe Shane. I believe Joe. Joe said something, and I tried. Joe has got a very trusting look to him.
He does.
A very trusting energy to
Joe
him.
Is great.
But now I realize he's a liar. And
sometimes you got to lie.
When we interview
That's
Joe.
That's the job, by
no,
the way.
I get you. When we talk to Joe at Giant Training Camp, and I'm sure we will. Mm-hmm. We've talked to him every year. I have, you have. I'm going to ask him nicely. I'm going to say, Joe, what kind of process did you have before this interview? Did you go over what the dopey redhead may ask, what the legendary giant running back may ask? Are you going to craft answers that may not even be true just to please people?
Would you like me to send questions to Deion so that you can go over them?
No, we're not the president of the United States. You set me up for that one. He's not the president, damn it. It doesn't work that way. Anyhow, great job. There's your Cinco.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection?
That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.